Well, howdy guys, here's a different video here. This one's about Peroni. Now, some of you may know I'm a bit partial to Peroni. I had a bottle of it way back when, and it was really nice and chilled. And I thought to myself, this is nice, clear, crisp, and clean, without an aftertaste. So I started drinking it regularly. But Peroni kept on seemed to going up in price every other month. And I kept on coming out with all these different Peronis. One with no alcohol in it. One that's gluten-free. And I'm sure there's more as well. And it seems when I go to the store, I can only find the zero alcohol or gluten-free. In small sort of packets, like four bottles or so. I really don't buy big cases of it because, well, I drink it. But it's the price that's really getting annoying. It's a good beer. It ain't that good. But of course it's from Italy, and I guess the business started in 1846. Of course I was just a boy then. But apparently it's owned by Asahi Group, which is a Japanese conglomerate, based in Tokyo. Kinda makes me think slightly differently about Peroni. It's funny because the Peroni with zero alcohol is slightly cheaper. Why would I drink a bottle of Peroni with no alcohol in it? I may as well have a fizzy drink of water. As for the gluten-free one, which I'm actually drinking right now, because they didn't have normal Peroni, I'm not worried about the gluten-free. I'm Generation X. Now, there's a lot of people out there say, oh, you can't taste the difference. Really? Let's say somebody takes a cup of tea with one tablespoon of sugar, and you give them a cup of tea without the sugar in it. Would you think they notice? I'm not saying because it's gluten-free, it's not as sweet. But there's definitely something I can tell is missing. Anyway, all I'm saying is I might have to rethink what my beer will be. Peroni's actually screwing around with what was made good in the first place. I don't care what anybody says, this gluten-free doesn't taste like a normal Peroni. But I don't give a damn if it's better for me. As it just may be my love affair with Peroni is over. Well, you know, love never lasts anyway, does it? Hell, it doesn't even exist. I know a few of you guys have given me suggestions for other beers, but as you know, it's a personal thing. Well, I guess the quest begins. And I'd just like to say this is one of my few videos where no Femon's feelings were hurt in the making of this video. You take it easy, fellas.